Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health can, baby.
To seek out
Janu.
New life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Renegade Radio with your host DJ Smell So Good, the international
host. Hail, from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite.
Interface complete.
Yeah, we live here on 34th, man. DJ smells so good, you know what I'm talking about? We got that good old candy for you. Sleepy jail in the world. I'm both fucked up right now, but I don't mean shit. At the same time, though, I'm still gonna rock Trey 4 regardless. That's my life. Trey 4 for life.
Let me get some of that. SFN business in the building too, goddammit. You know we always on 34. Y'all need to go ahead, come down here, check this out. We got everything that a nigga need in the hood right here. Oh yeah, even though I don't go to it. myspace.com/SFN business. That's just real nigga shit. Y'all can hit me up. Trey 4, Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Party time, smell good. This nigga here.
Yeah, tap him, bitch.
But yeah, man, working on that weight. Get that weight down, though. If you fat, you fat. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. Be happy. That's what's important. I love you if you're fat. I don't give a fuck. You're not fat to me. You're just thick than a motherfucker. You a big bone. That's all you are to me. I love you. Women always worry about their weight. They worry about their stomachs and shit, little pouches and shit. Fuck that. I like a little pouch. I like me a little pouch every now and then. I like to hit it from the side and pat that pouch. I like me a little. No, I'm just saying, you know, motherfuckers always worrying about the pouch. Stop it. You know, I don't like women that got racks and shit, you know. Know when to say when, you know, got racks and shit. You start throwing socks and shit in the motherfucker. Look, baby, put the dope under your titty. Put it under your titty, yo. But then put it in the back then, not right down there. Take the shit down. Be playing aside and shit like that. No, I'm saying, stop worrying about your weight. And what kill me, when people make excuses for being fat. There ain't no excuse. It's my metabolism. No, it is not. It's some Twizzlers in your back goddamn pocket. Let the Reese cups go. Get out of the Haagen-Dazs line. And it's fucked up when you see them in a line and they look at you, you know, in a line when they get ready to buy ice cream and shit. Because they look at you like, yeah, and. But I got to tell you, because I love you. You know what I'm saying? And people that tell you, they say they love you when you're fat, but they don't tell you the truth. I'm going to tell you the truth. Because that's the kind of motherfucker I am. That's who I am. If you're weighing over 250, stay the fuck out of Spandex. Okay? Stay the fuck out of Spandex. That shit don't look good. Like a bag of knots in your ass. Like a gang of fists chilling in your ass. And fat women kill me always working out in leotards and shit, with tights on and shit, working out in tights and all that shit. No, no, sweatsuits, Glad bags, sweat it out, let the shit out. Shit. You know, always worrying about your weight, stop it. Luther worrying about his weight, stop it, Luther. If you're here tonight, we love you, Luther, man. We don't give a fuck if you skinny or fat. We love you, Luther. Luther always losing weight. We love Luther. Always losing the weight. We don't give a fuck if you're fat. I just want you to do the slow song. Stick to the slow song. I'm not meant to live alone. Stick to that shit, Luther.
That's right. When Martin Lee Anderson went into the boot camp one day and came out dead that same day, I know then they was having a gangster party on us. They having a gangster party on us at our expense.
Black power, pledging my allegiance to free. Against the politics, my flaw's positive, I'm a leader. Looking across the line, it's time to charge the cost to y'all. Coming up off in our arms above. Backstab for the riches, they turn to snitches. What goes up is coming down, might as well face the sentence of lifelong visions without a limit to the effect. So don't hold your breath, or you be swimming to death. The dollar you claim is mere stature, a fear factor. I'm all about the promised land, the hereafter. Keep up my faith and face my pace. Get on my way, cause time's a waste. And hours for the valor, and your minutes for the minutes. Those seconds are indefinite, so watch how you're living. And signs all here, they just blind to the ear. Deaf to your eyes, open your mind, see it clear. Stay strong.
Murder remix! Murder! Just like Jaru said! Murder! Murder remix! That's right. It seems like I met you.
But a gangster party on us, so I stick to the Lord, cause the God I trust. And it's time for some action, no time for relaxing. The jack is going crazy, they trying to keep us on our back. And it's time for some change. Since way back, they've been off the chain, trying to brainwash us and keep us slang in the tank. So I pray to the Lord that he help us maintain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, gentlemen, for the statement, white girl rapping, they caught up in the system.
from all of the dough they say they taking. It's time for some change, or let me get some change. So I get up on the bus to Tallahassee. Have a sit in with my brothers and sisters. Show you we ain't kidding and you can't dismiss us. And either stop the violence or we're about to get rich. Time for some change. Let's take it back in the days before we rock gold teeth and chains and get our minds right. Get ourselves some businesses to keep our grind on tight. Ignite, boom. Cause somebody gotta spark the flame to start the fight. Take a step back and let the world see it was built by black. And we made everything from mouse tracks to stop light, to stop killing my people. Fight the fight.
Oh, what I'm saying. Nothing but a gangster party on us. Nothing but a gangster party on us. Murder in us. On the U.S. Murder on the U.S. Hey,
Marley Anderson, I never met you in this world. But when I come to heaven, will you please introduce yourself to me? Will you please let me meet you? I want to meet you. You're a wonderful person. It seems like I know you. I never seen you. You wonderful person. God sent you to the world for a symbol. You're a symbol. Your shimminess would last forever. Marley Anderson, oh, you so much like Martin Luther King. Your death is not in vain. Your death will live.
Al Cartel on the beat, nigga. Remember that name. Juice and Shawty, nigga. It ain't a game.
Boy. Y'all niggas better be glad I got a little bread to play with, boy. Cause if I did,
back to the money. Y'all already know what I do. If I get on my dick, I'ma hit your lick. Get your ass up out that cool. This how your boy gon' play it. I don't give a fuck where you say it. I don't give a fuck about your clique. Man, fuck that nigga you with. He ain't nothing but a soft nigga anyway. He's scared, he ain't ready for the gunplay. I can see it in his pussy ass eyes. Yeah, the bitch nigga really wanna try. When I pop that trunk and I dunk, one of y'all fuck niggas gon' die. I done seen everything but Jesus. I don't rock no dress, but I rock that red, that purple of your ass in pieces. I done followed your ass to your home. Man, I know that you whipping up stone. See, nigga, that bitch that you trust, that silly hoe talk too much. She wasn't but a bag and a blunt. She the reason why your ass got stuck. See, you really need to be in church. Go talk to a preacher or something. Cause the streets ain't really ain't for you. Get saved, leave your sins in the pulpit. Like a preacher, little nigga, try to get rich. Guaranteed to get slapped with the 450. You don't give up that money, nigga, real quick. See, most of 11 see enough in a 187 when a motherfucker like me. Just gotta eat, I 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 gotta eat, because I'm hungry.
Man, they run around here like it's Ramadan or something, man. Starving themselves. Look, man, why is y'all fasting? Ain't no fasting going on. The economy fucked up, dog. We're in a recession. Boy. Well, y'all just don't know, boy. If I was broke like you, nigga, look here.
The money, y'all already know my dude. If I get on my dick, then I hit me a lick. Get your ass up out that cool. No, nigga, you can keep that chain. That shit ain't worth a motherfucking thing. Stop most y'all niggas get killed doing all that flexing. Knowing that way, you ain't really got now. I'm straight out the hood. Hit a lick now, live in Carrollwood. If you want it, you can really come and get some. Pussy nigga, but you better put a big gun. Shooting off these raw nigga in the bank. You got your nigga top, the DJ. See, most two are left in up in a 187. With a motherfucker like me, just gotta eat. I gotta eat. Because I'm homeless. I gotta eat because I love bread.
Oh, see.
Bridge to Captain Kirk.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Anybody hear me now? Hear me now? Hear me now? I don't know what the hell I just put in there, but yeah, all right. Let me check something out real quick, people. If not, we're going to flip to another little break and then go ahead and get into what we do. You know what I'm saying? Get into what we And the untold story of gun confiscation after Katrina. Yeah, that's fucked up. Damn! What? Damn, that's fucked up.
Where the gun was. And he screams, "Don't touch it. Don't even move. I'll get it."
I thought it felt like it was un-American and that we had been violated when they like I said, we were shell shocked. We were sitting around looking at each other.
All right, people. I'm getting to a real quick break and I'll be right back.
DJ smells so good.
Don't nobody know about this hell record, but that old
record game. I'm
getting true, all right? You ready for it? Check this.
Give me money. 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 Give me no ass, I left the pants. I don't shake no ass, I left the pants. I don't shake no ass, I left the pants. I need money, I need money. Give me money.
About you, you know, you can hold onto your guns all you want, but these motherfuckers will show you. They won't. They're going to try to, well, they're going to try. But, you know, for every action, there's an opposite equal reaction. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, what the big three, homie? I ain't got to sag my pants to show my ass. I've been hood. Hey, JB, holla at
love your father and your mama. That's all I can tell you. You know what I'm saying? Cause,
it is a good day to die.
Yeah, every day. You know what I'm saying? Shit, hell, I'm even thinking about motherfucking...
One less like this.
I could use a smoke.
Hey, put that out!
And more like this.
I could use a smoke.
You murderer! I might have children one day!
Smoking kills, unless you kill first. If you're around a smoker, you will die. Smokers may look relaxed and like they're having fun. Don't believe it. Vote yes on Proposition 421. Let's outlaw smoking everywhere, even in people's homes, and allow honest citizens to legally kill anyone who smokes. Let's live in a world without smokers. Prohibition works. Let's prove it. Let's move up the food chain. It's time to smoke the smokers. Vote yes on Proposition 421.
And smoke the smokers. Oh man, that is really how motherfuckers think, man. You know what I'm saying? That is somebody's true beliefs. You know what I'm saying? True feelings and all that shit, man. You know, sound like to me, but yeah. All right, anyway, we yeah, but that's what that seems like. That's, you know, they got to go and cover it up. Motherfucking system that your ass better goddamn tighten up. Stop being all goddamn honest. If the motherfucker's coming at you, you got some guns, goddamn hell no, I ain't got no fucking gun. None of their damn business. The fuck you wearing models in my household for? You know what I'm saying? Shit. Alright, let's get into some healthy shit, people. You know what I'm saying? Let's get into some healthy shit real quick. Tune this old good porn back up and get y'all a little healthy real quick. This is My Health, Your Health Monday, controlling your weight. You know what I'm saying? I know I did this before. But it wasn't about controlling your weight. So what we're talking about today is weight control, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah. Let me get into a little bit of it. Hold on 1 second. Get y'all a little. And all this information, people, is not just popped off the top of my head. It comes from WebMD.com for better information and better health. Yeah. First of all, let me give you a little definition of what the hell weight is. People be like, whoa, what is weight? Crazy motherfucker. Weight. There's a couple of definitions, you know what I'm saying? First one is the quality of being heavy. That property of bodies by which they tend towards the center of the earth and the effect of gravitative force, especially when expressed in certain units or standards as pounds, grams, etc. Weight differs from gravity in being the effect of gravity or the downward pressure of a body under the influence of gravity. Hence, it constitutes a measure of the force of gravity and being the resultant of all the forces exerted by gravity upon the different particles of the body. It is proportional to the quantity of the matter in the body. Okay, pressure burden. Okay, yeah. Stop putting your weight on me, you know what I'm saying? Like you're pressing the person, you know what I'm saying? Then you got a bunch of different, actually, you got none of these, what I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying? Let's see. The resistance against with a machine acts as opposed to the power which moves it is the weight, as in mechanics. I didn't know all this shit meant weight. To assign a numerical value expressing relative importance. Okay, to load fabrics as with barite to increase the weight. Damn. All right, well, a million mother definitions. All right, y'all know what weight is. You got down to put weight on. All right, so here we go. Talk about a little weight control. How about that? You know what I'm saying? What is weight and all that kind of good shit. Weight control that works. This is coming from WebMD.com, Weight Loss Clinic. And you can go and check that out, WebMD.com/diet, /features/ weight control that works. And yeah, go there and check this out. So, talking about healthy eating and diet. And these are some strategies for long-term success. Now, like I said before, I was trying to ask questions of, you know, well, what is the fucking proper weight? You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker always said, man, you overweight or you underweight. Well, what the fuck is the proper weight, though? You know what I'm saying? What is the proper weight? So that is, you know, one thing I'm trying to figure out at the end of this little doodad right here. You know what I'm saying? Just a second. Yeah, need to figure that one out. Okay, you got lots of ways to lose weight, you know what I'm saying? The question is, how do you lose weight and keep it off? You know, and this is for people who might have this problem. Okay, Atkins, you know, when they had the Atkins diet, Atkins advocates argue that their diet works, as do many other diets that strictly limit food groups or calories. But losing weight worthwhile if you go right back to your old eating habits and regain the weight. You know what I'm saying? I mean, really, what's the point of, you know, getting skinny or getting, you know, whatever weight you're trying to get, what's the point of getting to that? And then you're going to turn around and just either lose it all or put it all back on. Right. So most folks who use restricted diets regain the lost weight and then some. Fucking full of piss. Come on, people. Damn. Okay, going on. This is ragged as fuck, people. I'm on the hell. Hey, Heavenly Angel, do you hear any static? I'm wondering what the hell is going on. comes out to my co-host, you know what I'm saying, out there doing the friendly guy shit, you know what I'm saying? Talking about do the friendly. And most folks who use restrictive diets regain the lost weight and then some, and that's why diets don't work. So, what does? Yeah. The bottom line with weight loss is that you have the fewer calories that you burn, regardless of whether the calories come from carbs, protein, or fat. Still, the weight loss approach that works for someone else may not work for you, because losing weight is very individualized, and it is up to you to find the right fit. No, I do hear fucking static, man. What the hell is that? Blog Talk Supplement.
Mental, you know what I'm saying, a little mental block that kicks in. How about trying lighter or low-fat versions of your favorite mayonnaise, salad dressing, cheese, snacks, etc.? Which, I have to contradict that, because if you run off trying to get sweetened loaves and all that shit and diet sodas, that's actually not healthy for you. It's a reverse effect. You know what I'm saying? It actually helps keep the weight on versus, you know what I'm saying, get the weight off. Okay, well, I'll read that in just a second. You know what I'm saying? We got some other health tips from the bridge to add to the list. The other one is eat with a sense of purpose. You know, some people don't do that. You know, just eat just because they think that they, you know, feel hungry and shit. But savor the flavors and engage your senses so that you truly acknowledge that you are eating. Forget the mindless munching that happens while you cook, drive, or watch television. And a lot of people like to do that. And then they find themselves yumming down their food and like, damn, well, I don't remember what happened. Because you didn't enjoy the goddamn food. Also, control your portions. Successful dieters don't supersize their meals. You know, getting 5 hamburgers, you know what I'm saying? When you're supposed to be on a diet, ain't motherfucking helping. Well, I used to eat 6. Crazy. I don't know if you're crazy, man. That shit just don't work, you know what I'm saying? Can't do that. So, yeah. All right. Keeping this thing moving, let me give you a couple of them from the bridge. You got to set a goal to lose the weight. How much you want to lose? You have to set small goals of 5 pounds. You know what I'm saying? If you want more to go, 5 or 2 pounds at a time. But don't be trying to sit up there and, you know, talking about, oh, yeah, I'm going to lose 50 pounds in a day. You're going to kill yourself. Don't look at the whole picture. If you're trying to lose 50 pounds or more, eat small meals through the day and don't starve yourself. Yeah, a lot of people that try to do that, do the cold turkey on eating. And, yeah, you'll fuck yourself up trying to go cold turkey. You know what I'm saying? So you just gradually decrease. Eat a diet consisting of vegetables, fruits, whole grains, and low-fat protein sources. And limit the total amount of fat, alcohol, and treats. Start your day with a healthy breakfast. That includes some protein in the form of low-fat milk, yogurt, lean meats, or an egg. Many overweight people skip breakfast. Start living life like a thin person, and make breakfast a healthy habit. Me personally, I don't eat breakfast. Not a morning person, so I don't get up and consume that first thing in the morning. Now, if I wake up at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, that's breakfast time. Shit. Now, go ahead, bitch, whip me up some goddamn eggs and motherfucking grits, you know what I'm saying? Don't really do the bacon and shit like that too tough, so. Other one is find physical activity that you enjoy. Sneak exercise into your daily routine by walking to work, taking the stairs, or parking in the outer reaches of the parking lot. And you have to be careful of that depending on what area you live in, you know what I'm saying? Don't be thinking you're going to park across the street and shit when you know you're in a bad neighborhood, prone to getting your ass robbed or fucked up. Yeah, that ain't healthy either, people. Whichever you choose, you know, do it daily for the cardiovascular, stress reduction, and calorie burning benefits. That is very, very good tips right there. Yeah, and that's also another good one is drink a lot of water. People be like, oh, I can't drink. How the fuck you can't drink water when your body is made of, you know what I'm saying, predominantly nothing but water? So, you know, that just kind of like, what? You know, I had people tell me that before, though, you know what I'm saying? What the fuck else? You know what I'm saying? Don't be sucking out juices and fucking diet sodas and all this shit. You know, if you read the directions, anything that's got sugar in it, you need to stay the fuck away from it. Because you don't know what 2,000 motherfucking milligrams per serving means. You know what I'm saying? Stay the fuck away from it. Anything in the thousands, you stay the fuck away from that anyway. It's too much. Stay the fuck away from it. Find stuff dumb. Other words, don't try to manage your stress with food. Many people eat in response to stress. Unfortunately, food does not help you cope with stress, nor cold, people. You can't feed a cold. It simply adds calories to your daily total. Find more effective alternatives. Exercise is a key one. Do some push-ups. Take a bath. Call a friend. You really don't encourage surfing the internet, but yeah. And just steer clear of the kitchen. And I say the internet because there's so much stressful dumb shit that's on the internet as far as ads and all this kind of shit that pop up. That, you know, that might add to a little bit of stress, you know. Yeah. And this is other one for a little tip for you water freaks. Water down juices if you don't like water, or add lemon to the water. And that's not real healthy either, people. Having sex when you're trying to lose weight, it can be an adverse effect, because what do you do after you have sex? You get hungry. And sex takes a lot of, it might de-stress you for a minute, but then when you start worrying about your weight again, because you fucking sucking down goddamn juices and everything else to replace the lost sex energy, it's not a good one there, Hell Angel. That's not a good one. Yeah. That's not a good one. All right. Anyways, keep track of what you eat each day with a food journal or diary. This is an excellent way to acknowledge what you eat and be proud of your accomplishments. Take time to celebrate your achievements and reward yourself for all your hard work. And this is what I do. Read labels to determine the healthiest food options. Nutrition labels offer a wealth of information to help you make good choices. Pay attention to the serving size, calories, fat, sodium, and sugars. You know, after talking to Prophet Jackal this couple of months ago, was talking about MSGs. You know, I've been on a big, lookout. And when I look at foods, I'll be looking, you know, for the MSG warning. 9 times out of 10, they're going to have it covered up under some other name. So, when I started looking at the bread, I was like, you know, I used to eat white bread, switch from white bread to wheat bread. I still like wheat bread, you know, whole grain wheat bread. But then I really got a taste for potato bread. And then he bust my bubble, was like, oh, it's high in MSG. I'm like, oh, well, fuck it, you know what I'm saying? You got to, shit. You know, you got to eat something. I'd rather eat the potato bread and then the goddamn white bread with all the glue mixed into it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's all good. Oh, okay, that's what's up. Just kiss the wheel cranking. Woman, ain't nobody fucking with you at the damn sex. Yeah, she's still kicking that. All right. Have sex with yourself. That's what I'm talking about. Work it out. Yeah, shit. Also, pay attention to the serving size. Yeah, I said that. And also, stay motivated, which probably should have been the last one, but, you know, stay motivated. It's easy to fall off the wagon, but when you have a buddy for the world, such as, you know, this radio show and all the beautiful people of it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, to help and support you, it is easy to brush yourself off and get right back on the eating plan. Letting your friends and family support and help you through the rough times is a key factor in your success, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to weight loss. And that's one big thing, man. Don't try to do shit on your own. A lot of people be like, oh, I can do it. No, you can't. I can do this show by myself, but I can do it a lot better, you know what I'm saying, with help and support from people that actually, you know, share the same views and dig what I'm actually saying on the show, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you actually do need that. You know what I'm saying? You need support.
Timmy!
Yeah, I got Timmy on. And we got the MSG Queen.
Just in the yeah, movie. You know I have to pop up in here.
It's going down. So, what made you research MSG for so long?
Because I was trying to find the reason why I have fibromyalgia, which is a muscular nervous system disease. And I noticed that when I was eating food, processed food, junk food, any kind of food that had MSG, which is basically everything but organic these days, I mean, it's served up in restaurants. I did research in fast food restaurants, sit-down restaurants. They all serve it up in there just to enhance the flavor and to make you crave it and come back. So I noticed that when I was...
Oh, right.
Noticed that when I was eating that kind of food, I got worse.
What you mean? The symptoms and shit got worse?
Yeah. Extremely worse. I wouldn't be surprised if it's the cause of it, and now I have nerve... Because it causes nerve damage, brain damage. There's a whole host of things that it does to you. It's not just...
It's not just that. It's not for flavor. It doesn't just lighten up your food, people. It's just lightening up a lot more than your food.
I could go on and on. You could do a show on it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it seems to be a lot of shows that have already been done between me and Jacqueline. You know, we don't cover this a couple of times, but, I mean, it's just not enough shows to ever get the information out there. Because, I mean, it leads to the question of how can America poison its people? You know what I'm saying?
Because it's all about the dollar bill. You can best believe it.
You don't want to come to that fact. You get poisoned, man.
Huh?
You know, your government is poisoning you intentionally. You know, for all everybody who runs to the restaurants and loves to eat this, loves to eat that. Yeah, they watching you. They monitoring that. Keep you sucking down the goddamn scallops because it's got so much seasoning on it. And then you get the end result, heartburn. You know what I'm saying? All this congestion. And you get all this shit after the fact. You know what I'm saying? From eating a natural food. But because it's been made unnatural with all the additives, that's where we get to this problem.
Who makes all the prescription drugs? They create all these prescription drugs to counteract what MSG is doing to it.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that's why I don't take, you know what I'm saying, I don't believe in the, you know, taking no drugs and shit. There's one thing that that made clear to me not to do. And I'll tell you why. Just a second. Check this out. Let's do the media. Come right back at you. Might help your health.
Every day, say,
and
rest of
it,
you should take an aspirin. Switch the words to describe your action. For my daily habits, they call me an addict. It's the media, the media, the media, as the whole world tends. Every day, they say, has regimented, you should take an aspirin. Switch the words to describe your actions. For my daily habits, they call me an addict. It's the media, the media, the media, as the whole world spins. So say isn't codeine gay, Mr. Pharmacist? Or maybe you could tell me the difference between marijuana and penicillin, since they both promote healing. The only thing I can come up with are the tax benefits and the opportunity to make some white coat rich for his drug. And which white coat did the research and discovered resin can be used in armored trucks but hide the findings of the experiment from the public? The media has it all dressed up, and although we're blind, everything is as it looks. A hospital ain't nothing but a dope hole full of pushers with attendants that come by in shifts and ask you how you're doing. And if you've got good insurance, they call me an addict. It's the media, the media, the media, as the whole world sends. And every day they say, I'm dressed Gemini, you should take an aspirin. Twist the words and describe your actions. For my daily habits, they call me an addict. It's the media, the media, the media, as the whole world spins. I'm so tired of the double standards, when the real conspiracy is, it was done to line the white coat pockets. Cause if the man next to the man doesn't like it, he'll add it to a shit list for bad media task force and coalitions. Added to say no to drug campaigns where they pass out pamphlets symbolize bad,
They put bones and top skulls all over the package. It's the media, the media, the media, as the whole world spins. And every day they say, as regimen, you should take an aspirin. Twist the rest and describe your action. For my daily habits, they call me an addict. It's the media, the media, the media, as the whole world spins. And every day they say, as regimen, you should take an aspirin. Twist the rest and describe your action. For my daily habits, they call me an addict. It's the media, the media, the media, as the whole world spins. Get enough of them to approve, and you. And every day they say, as regimen, you should take an aspirin. Twist the words to describe your action. For my daily habits, they call me an addict. It's the media, the media, the media, as the whole world spins. And every day they say, as regimen, you should take an aspirin. Twist the words to describe your action. For my daily habits, they call me an addict. It's the media, the media, the media, as the whole world spins. Never forget that crack kills, despite the fact my uncle here has been smoking crack for 20 years. And while I'm at work every day, he's getting high, because he's concentrated on what he wants to achieve, while the media dictates what we believe. It's the media, the media, the media, as the whole world spins. And every day they say, as regimen, you should take an aspirin. Twist the words to describe your actions. For my daily habits, they call me an addict. It's the media, the media, the media, as the whole world spins.
Yeah, it's the whole world's mother. You know what I'm saying? Goddamn media. The hell out of here. You know what I'm saying? Fucking media.
Let's get one thing straight, actor. I don't trust you. And if you betray us, I'll rip your fucking balls off and stuff them up your ass so that the next time you shit, you'll shit all over your balls. Got it?
Damn.
Timmy!
Man, Miss Q, you know what I'm saying? It's summed that up for us. You know what I'm saying? It's the motherfucker. Media, you know what I'm saying? I've got you goddamn running and running to McDonald's, Burger King, and all this other bullshit. You know? But
yep.
Hey man,
media whores.
You know we know what world we live in. So yeah, me and my homeboy doing well. No, cause I get all off the subject. Now I'm gonna stay on that because my health, your health. Monday, not conspiracy theory. Wednesday. And we'll get into that this Wednesday. We'll have a whole bunch of good shit to talk about. I got a bunch of good shit to talk about. Numbers. Oh, yeah, we're talking about numbers and all that good shit. So, check it out. All right, here we go. How do successful losers do it? Okay. Losers. There's a group at the University of Colorado that tracks successful losers. No, people, we're not talking about unsuccessful people in life. They just absolutely suck. Now, people who have lost at least 30 pounds and kept it off for a minimum of 1 year, according to researchers involved with the National Weight Control Registry, here is what successful losers do to maintain their weight loss. Okay, first one is they limit their calorie intake to approximately 1,400 a day. They restrict fat to approximately 24% of calories. And for all of this, you have to get a food and fitness planner to actually, you know, calculate all that. You know what I'm saying? Then they start the day with breakfast. They eat a wide variety of foods and do not allow follow fad diets. They get regular exercise, which is key, with walking the activity of choice for most. And they journal to help them stay at the course, and they weigh themselves regularly. One thing is for certain, successful losers get a great deal of satisfaction from the lifestyle of daily exercise, healthy low-fat diet, and trimmed-down body. Registry members who have kept weight off for long periods find that over time it takes less effort to maintain their weight, and it no longer feels like a burden to live a healthy lifestyle. But that is with anybody, you know what I'm saying? And that is even with myself, you know, weighing 162 pounds. I mean, if you don't, it's not even about the weight, it's exercise. That is the biggest shit, period. If you do not work your muscles, do not exercise, do not stretch your muscles, do not give your body potential to grow and develop. You're actually restricting it. I mean, that is a lot of reason why, you know what I'm saying? You got cab drivers, truck drivers, and people that sit down and you know, got sit-down jobs like that, develop diabetes, you know what I'm saying? Because they don't go to the bathroom on a regular basis. So they fuck up their urinary tracts and digestive tracts, you know what I'm saying? Which can lead to diabetes, which my actual cousin, you know what I'm saying? That's how he developed it. But then it can lead to a whole slew of health problems, you know what I'm saying? With you know, shit, he can cause you a goddamn stroke, heart attack, anything, you know what I'm saying? Just sitting up on weight. You know, without actually exercising and moving it around, you know what I'm saying, and shifting it. You got to do that, people. It's very important. You got to do that. Shouts out to Mr. Life After Dusk. Up at this mofo flipper, you know what I'm saying, it's going down real big. Check Life After Dusk out on the Ning page. And also checking around Blogs Art Radio. .com, Mr. Seti, Baby Powder Fresh J on that Life After Dusk Live. He be doing late night shows, you know what I'm saying? Be all up in women's ear all late night, talking sweet nothings. Oh, I always wonder what the hell that mean. Well, let me take some sweet nothings in your ear. What the fuck is that? Man, I ain't never told you that, fool. Huh? Wonder why. I'm on old turn now. Gotta be paying some sweet nothings in your ear. Alright. You got the radio station up. That's what time it is. Alright. Well, you ready to pay it, brother? I'll be on over there. This is the Wealth of Benefits. Today, again, people, it's My Health, Your Health Monday. It's going down, you know what I'm saying? Also, check out the Facebook. And all I'm saying for DJ, he smells so good. That's DEEJAY. And check out my pictures of Chris Thomas. I have a whole bunch more coming because I took a bunch of pictures and all the comedians at the show. So he was down here in Tampa over the weekend. So pretty cool, you know what I'm saying? Real cool dude, you know what I'm saying? Down to earth. And yeah. In addition to helping you feel great about yourself, look better, and have an added zip in your step, losing weight brings enormous health benefits. Losing as little as 5%, 5 to 10% of body weight can reduce your risk of developing type 2 diabetes and lower blood cholesterol and high blood pressure. Adopting sensible behaviors and sound eating habits that you can live with for a lifetime is weight control that works. You can still have the foods you love, just eat them in smaller proportions. Balance them with other foods and eat a variety of nutritious foods each day. And one thing you need to add to your diet if you don't is salads. You have to add salads to your daily diet, people. If you are seriously going to clean out your digestive tract, that is what the lettuce and tomatoes and all that kind of stuff does. It helps to push it all out the way and get it up out your system. That's very important to your diet. America spends $6 billion a year on weight loss products in search of the magic bullet. Yet health authorities, including the American Dietetic Association, the ADA, and the American Heart Association, the American Medical Association, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture agree that the best approach to weight loss is a balanced diet and regular physical activity or a good pair of sneakers. Now, so don't waste your money on those sexy-sounding, too-good-to-be-true products. Save it for your fruits and vegetables, people. All right, and that is a true report right there. It still didn't answer what the, you know, what I was trying to really get answered is, you know, what is a proper weight to be at? You know what I'm saying? Let's try to see if we can scour the internet for that. What is the proper weight for a human adult? There we go. For a human adult. Let's see what it comes up. Let's see what we have here. And what is that? IceRadioUSA.net. All right. Yeah, I'm on the. PSN Radio. We're actually restreaming right now on PSN Radio until we can get the equipment up and running, and then we'll actually be live on PSN Radio. I got to get a desktop, another desktop and shit. Which is cool. Let's see what's on Ice. What the hell is this ICE Radio? Currently tuning into Life After Dusk with Steady J Radio. It's a voice for independent artists. You need to download Firefox and other browsers. We recommend Stream Furious. Stream Furious, another compatible app. Click here from your cell phone. Recommend Shoutcast. What the hell is all this? If you're interested in advertising, be a DJ. One of our stations. They only currently have DJ opportunities in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Right. I wouldn't mind getting a little radio show. I'm trying to get radio stations everywhere, people. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Fuck that. Can't never have enough. But getting your shit out there. And that's what I'm all about. Getting it out there. Okay, let's see. My uncle owns it. And the only thing I play is independent. Depends on if you're listening from your phone. Oh, okay, that's what that other. Oh, okay, that's what time it is. Got a vast, a lot of shit. All right, and what was the results? What was the end results? What is the average human weight? And with you, what is the average weight? How much did the average human head weigh? What is normal weight for someone 5'8"? Do's and don'ts of weight training. What is an average size of a human eyeball? The fuck people want to know that shit for? All right, here we go. Average weight, according to eHow.com. And this is, this is the average height. Motherfucker, I said weight. God damn, people. Focus, damn it. Weight doesn't sound like height. All right, well, anyways. If you're underweight, there we go. That's what I need to do. Underweight. All right. About underweight. Being underweight. You got anybody in your family that's underweight there, Heavenly Angel? Your daughters don't suffer from being underweight?
Nope.
All right. Well, let's see here. Let me get you going to underweightness.
More like overweight.
Oh, your daughters?
Some of my family members. I got a few families. Hey, that comes with age.
Yeah, that's an excuse. What the fuck ever?
There's a genetic gene, I think, too.
Right. It's called eating.
Yeah,
people, as you get older, you know what I'm saying, it's very important that you really, you know, increase your, you know what I'm saying, increase your, you know, workout. I mean, even for you.
I eat properly. I eat organic whole foods. I drink lots of water. Miles three times a week up until May. And I did that for like 3 years. And cancer twice. So, you know, beating the cancer, I didn't lose any weight, but beating the cancer was a whole lot better.
Yeah. I had a friend of mine who actually, you know what I'm saying, went in and had intestinal cancer, and they removed it. You know what I'm saying? Now, he's 46, and, you know, he wasn't supposed to go get his checkup until he was 50.
Yeah.
And, he ended up, when he ended up, you know, he got sick and had to just go in there on the humbug. And when he went in there, it was like, yeah, man, shit, if you would have went, you would have died before 50. You know what I'm saying? If you wouldn't have came in and got this shit checked up on.
You know, so, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, with all the poisons and garbage and stuff that's in our food and clothing and household products,
water,
you know,
everything else. Yeah.
Everything you touch is cancer.
Yeah. That is true. Including fucking women. Oh.
That's just a tumor, baby.
Right. That's tumor. What the other chick told me. what you got? Thinness due to an inadequate caloric intake. You have inadequate nutrition or bad eating habits, or you have inadequate digestion, metabolic disturbances, and disorders. All of these are factors, you know what I'm saying, that lead to thinness. Disorders such as chronic dyspepsia, chronic diarrhea, presence of intestinal worms, liver disorders, diabetes mellitus, insomnia, constipation, and sexual disorders. Yeah, all that leads to thinness. Wow, didn't even know that one. But you got some home remedies for underweight people. This is just in case you got some skinny ass motherfuckers in your family. You know what I'm saying? They act like, you know, they trying to be America's next flop model and shit. You know what I'm saying? Get your punk ass out in front of the mirror, boy. Get your ass on over there. That damn mirror. Them damn skinny boy jeans. Oh, what the hell is wrong with y'all kids nowadays? Oh, no, anyway. What the hell is musk? You ever heard of musk melon?
What?
Musk melon. Musk melon is one of the most effective home remedies for thinness. If the melon cure is properly carried out, a rapid gain in weight can usually be achieved. So, everybody out there, if you're looking to put weight gain on, stop going out there and get fucking creatine and you know, pump my stomach up, you know, 2,000 and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? There's plenty of natural shit you can take to put some natural healthy weight on you. And this is one of them, musk melon. In this mode of treatment, only musk melons are taken 3 times during the day for 40 days or more. In the beginning, only 3 kilograms of melons are taken daily for 3 days. Then the quantity is increased by 1 kilogram daily till it is sufficient to appease the hunger. Only the sweet and fresh fruits of the best variety are used in this treatment. Damn. Never heard of that one. How about mango milk?
Wow. No. What the hell is that?
Damn. All right, this is for all my underweight people. Shouts out to Eagle. You know what I'm saying? To the Eagle up in here. Yeah, actually, one thing about fat people, as soon as because of the economy, starvation is a big weight loss motivation. You're damn sure right about that. But then, you know, a bad thing about skinny motherfuckers, shit, bitch can't take a goddamn bullet. Shit. Get about fucking y'all said, get their ass shot up. Pow, 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 pow. You dead. Why, you know what I'm saying? Fat boy over here done took 12 shots and his ass still alive. So, yeah, it's some pros and cons, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, your ass might not be able to run from the goddamn police for, you know, an extended number of blocks, but hey, nowadays you go to jail, shit, they take care of you so good anyway, you know. Right. Okay. You can use mango milk cure, and then other ones I'm just going to give you a, you know, a couple little things to try. The mango milk cure is also an ideal treatment for thinness because the mode of treatment for this is ripe and sweet mango. They should be taken 3 times a day, morning, afternoon, and evening. 2 medium-sized mangoes should be taken first and then followed by a glass of milk. Mango is rich in sugar but deficient in protein. On the other hand, milk is rich in protein but deficient in sugar. Right, I'm feeling that. The deficiency of one is made up by the other. Mango thus combines very well with milk, and an exclusive mango milk diet taken for at least 1 month will lead to improvement in health and vigor and gain in weight. Damn, didn't know that.
Test that out. Test it out.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not trying to put weight gain on. I'm happy at mine at 62 pounds. I've been there for 10 years and I'm straight. I ain't trying to go up or down. Up or down. Well, unless it's that time of the day. Either one up there. Oh, sorry. Milk cure. You got an exclusive milk diet for rapid gain of weight. Has been advocated by some nature cure practitioners. At the beginning of this mode of treatment, the patient should fast for 3 days on warm water and lime juice so as to cleanse the system. Didn't even know you can do that. You can cleanse your system with warm water and lime juice. Wow. Thereafter, he or she should have a glass of milk every 2 hours from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on the first day. If you're lactose intolerant, this ain't for you. You need to find some other alternative. This ain't for you. A glass every hour and a half the next day, and a glass every hour the third day. Then the quantity of milk should be gradually increased so as to take a glass every half an hour from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. If such a quantity can be tolerated fairly, can be tolerated fairly, hell no, I don't think that's not a good one for me.
You saw the fat that's in the milk is going to get you fat on that, gaining weight.
Yeah, the milk. Nothing to do with the milk. I mean, all the backed up gas your motherfucking ass would have, you know what I'm saying?
That sounds crazy.
Just let me know when you go on that diet. You know what I'm saying? So I can distance myself a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Because, yeah. As you
and all
get,
the stuff
you
they put in milk?
Milk. Yeah,
all that
straight milk.
And the antibiotics and all that garbage they put in it? And you're going to drink it for hours?
Only thing that I can tell you is...
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Somebody open the window.
For real. All right, check this out, y'all. I'll give you just a couple more, and we're going to give you 20 minutes of the nutty news. Go ahead and get your net on. Get your net on. Some other things to try is figs, raisins, or, they say nutrients, but they don't be specific. But a couple of foods to avoid when you are underweight is... all refined foods, such as white flour and sugar, you know what I'm saying, as they destroy the health, you know what I'm saying? Regular exercise like walking, dancing, yoga, meditation, and massage are also important, as they serve as relaxants, reduce stress, and induce good sleep. Yoga saunas, which are especially helpful, are Sarvangasana, Alasana, and... my teeth, I don't know what the fuck is all that, but yeah, well, I didn't do that. So, I mean, basically, if you got some underweight people in your family, man, don't sit up there and go and buy the super weight gain from goddamn GNC. You think that's going to put muscle, put weight on them? And The other thing is, if you're going to put weight on people, you still have to exercise. You can't sit up there and take creatine and all these fucking muscle-building drugs, stacker 1, 2, and 4,000, and then turn around and you know, watch TV all motherfucking day or play video games. That is completely unhealthy, and it will motherfucking cause you some health problems. So, there you go. Shout out to Steady Bay Powder Fresh J for being underweight. He's, yeah, he's under 300 pounds. Alrighty then. Yeah. Right, brother. Yeah, I ain't gonna go there, though. He's a young guy. And, you know what I'm saying? He can hold that weight down. You know what I'm saying? But, brother, you get 30 and you get into your dirty 30s. Yes, might want to get the hell up off of some of that weight. Telling you now. Telling you now. Because ladies might look at you and be like, I'm just bullshitting. Alright, people, that'll do it. You know what I'm saying? From your WebMD.com, you know what I'm saying? Might help your health. And when I'm controlling your weight section of the show, you know what I'm saying? Talking about all the weight. If you're overweight, people, exercise. If you're underweight, goddammit, in exercise. You know, key words here is exercise. You know, not spending 18 hours on the goddamn internet.
I might go to bed now. I've got work in the morning.
And then thinking that you're getting exercise by walking back and forth from home to the refrigerator. That is not proper exercise. Walking to the goddamn refrigerator and to the bathroom to take a shit. That's not exercise. Off the wall news. It's going now. You know what I'm saying? It's hard after you hit 45 to get buff. Yeah, I agree with you. Not that I know. I mean, I'm 32, but, you know, shout out to Spirit Warrior, who just admittedly told us he's 45. That is what is up. But let me ask you something there, Heavenly Angel, since you've already topped the old dirty 40s. And,
yeah.
How have you found working out? You know what I'm saying? And when you hit 50, hit the old 50.
Well, I was an all around athlete, gymnast, weight, body builder.
Ooh.
My dad used to teach it. Anyway, old man, it's a struggle. It's harder to get up in the morning. You got to take a deep breath and drag your ass up out of the bed.
Drink it in. Goes down smooth.
But I'll tell you, after a
that's
good
an awesome
run,
fucking story,
you,
kid.
You do have energy after you work out. But it's that getting
up
in the morning, getting started, that's the hard part.
Yeah. Well, I mean, me personally, I'm not a morning person. I'm not no just crack of dawn here, goddamn rooster crowing. I'm getting up. I'm going to get up and shoot that motherfucker off the fence and then go back to sleep. That's how I roll. You know, that's how I roll.
When you're young, you can stay up all night long, sleep for 1 hour, and you get up and bounce out of the bed.
And no, but
try that at this age, man.
That is why y'all sitting there talking about, oh, I can't get out of the goddamn bed. Because you did all that shit when you was young. Fuck that. I'm about preserving myself. Self-preservation is the key. I ain't trying to be up all night. If I'm up all night, you ain't going to see me up all day. You got to give a balance, people. Sleep deprivation, sleep apnea is the number one stress causer in your life. And stress will do what? The goddamn cause of overweightness or the motherfucking kill you. So, get 8 hours of sleep, people. Don't never believe that you young and you can motherfucking, hell no. Get your ass in motherfucking bed and get you 8 hours of sleep. Stay out all night. You don't get right the fuck back up and continue the day. You get your 8 hours in. However long that takes. You came in 3 a.m. I shouldn't be seeing you till 11 in the afternoon the next day. I shouldn't see you at 80 in the morning. You know what I'm saying? Talking about, hey, I'm ready to run. No, you're not. You're in that military thinking. You only need 4 hours. You only need 4 hours to survive. That's a soldier. Man, get the fuck out of here. I need 8 hours. It's 8 hours. Shit. All right, check this out, people. Taking you all the way around the world on this nutty news. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, it's going down. Check this shit out.
Take your vitamins.
Well, yeah, you got to watch out what kind of vitamins you take nowadays, too. Shit.
That's
poison
the truth. And that
everything.
Is true.
Poison and everything. In Venezuela. Hey, that might be Mexico. My bad. Politician raffles breast implants for campaign cash. Okay. Wonder who participated in that. Right. A Venezuelan politician is holding an unusual raffle to raise campaign cash. The grand prize, breast implants. Oh, sorry. Not that I need any. But, yeah. For a little under $6 a ticket, donors get the chance to win the pricey operation free of charge. Breast enlargement is widely popular in image-conscious Venezuela. In recent years, as many as 30,000 women have had the operation annually. You see the problem with that? Once you motherfucking get your titties bigger, you got to keep going back in and keep them big. What man wants to be feeling on some shit that feels like some stiff water balloons? Men might out there like fake plastic boobs. I'm not one of those. All right. Get ready in California, all you Californians out there, for the beer belly pageant. Actually, don't get ready because it's been canceled. You know what I'm saying? Right. Hey.
The other day, I was so desperate for a beer, I snuck into the football stadium and ate the dirt under the bleachers.
Wow. That's probably why you shouldn't be at the pageant. The owner of the California bar says he had to cancel plans for a beer belly pageant due to a permit dispute with county officials. Jason Nichols, owner of the Eastbound Bar and Grill in Lakeside, said county officials initially told him he would not need a permit to host the event as part of a fundraiser for the Lakeside Skate Park. But San Diego County Sheriff's deputies told him he could not hold the pageant without applying for a permit. Right. For a beer belly pageant. Who would want to stand around and look at a fucking beer gut? Right. Nobody wants to answer that one. In North Carolina, ghost hunter. You know what? You got any ghost hunters in your family?
No.
No. Right. Yeah, I just figured, you know, all you paranormal guys out there, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, well. No,
guess not. Ghost hunter looking for ghost train killed by a real train. Smelling the ward all that one. A man who was with about a dozen people who were looking for a legendary ghost train in Iredell County was hit by a locomotive and killed. Yeah, dumbass Christopher Kaiser, excuse me, 29, dumbass, died at the scene and two more people were injured, dumbass. Kaiser's body was found below the trestle down a steep incline. They were at the site in hopes of seeing a ghost train. I guess you'll be seeing plenty of them now. Dead ass motherfucker. But sorry, people. He does get in a war.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Yeah. Hold me back in an apology. Right.
we're back, people. And we're back. All righty then. Shout out to that weirdo. Sex gets better. Okay, I guess I should need to stay the hell out of the damn chat room.
Sex gets better with old age, is what he's saying.
Oh, yeah. Older the bear, sweeter the juice. Older black of the bear, but fuck it. You know. Older the bear, sweeter the juice. That's what I'm talking about. In Las Vegas, which I can believe this, yeah. Body of woman is found in clutter at home. And why would I believe that? I don't know. But I believe it. 4-month search for a missing Las Vegas woman came to a ghastly end this week when her husband found her corpse in their home amid a labyrinth of squalor that had been impassable even to search dogs. Bill James apparently had no idea that the body of his pack rat wife, Billie Jean, was under the same roof as he helped police scour the home in the Nevada desert for any sign of her. Then he spotted the feet of the body poking out of the floor to ceiling pile of junk. Yeah, out of a floor to ceiling pile of junk. Damn, that reminds me of the Wizard of Oz and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Oh, sorry. My bad, man. That was tasteless. I can still taste her. Yeah.
One up in the air.
Trashy, though. Yeah, I give her. For the old lady. Sorry, old gal. Love ya. What the hell?
Ashes
damn,
to ashes.
Spirit
Warrior
must be a Spirit Warrior must be a goddamn premium member or something. How the hell he get all them little things to pop up?
I know, that's cool.
Yeah,
musical notes.
Yeah.
Spirit Warrior.
Where did that come from? Huh. All right then. That was fast.
Probably copied it and pasted it to the chat.
Okay.
Everybody else is doing it. If he can handle bennies and beer, he should be able to handle a few harmless puffs just to see what it's like.
Yeah, no. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. All right, people, let me get some, I guess we'll get a little jazzy jazz going on up in here. And just want to, remind everybody on the show, you know what I'm saying?
Now you listen to old Fiddler if he wants to keep it live. You in America now. You hear me talking, nigga? You in America.
You hear me talking, nickel?
Who's the maker?
Why is that funny? Oh, man, that is funny. All right, yeah. Just copy and paste it. Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Now everybody's fucking... Yeah.
It's a party now.
Fuck it. I'm going to copy and paste it, too. Here we go. Fuck it. Everybody copy and paste it. God damn it. Yeah. Oh. Well, fuck. Why I can't copy and paste? Ain't this a bitch? What kind of C-O-N conspiracy is that? Come on. Let me copy and paste it. Y'all motherfuckers premium, man. I don't hate this shit. Oh, there we go. Yeah, that's pretty cool, man. Yeah. Oh. He doesn't use the Lord's name in vain. Sorry, brother. You might be on the wrong show, but welcome in. All right, people, check this out.
Watch yourself.
Oh, yeah. Let me bleep the G words. Let me not drop the G bombs. No dropping the G bombs on this show, all right? Okay.
in Luxembourg, man suffered a bizarre Houdini-style death. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Hey, drop the G-bombs. Drop the G-bombs, people. Oh, man. I am here for you, child. Oh. Cops broke into the flat of Jules Coma after neighbors reported an appalling smell when he hadn't been seen for 3 weeks. They found the decomposing body of the 28-year-old tied up with ligatures and with a diver's knife in the watch beside him. Toma, a postgraduate student from Luxembourg, was in shorts and a T-shirt, and there were tight ligatures with nylon cords tied to his wrists, ankles, and neck. Sounds like David Carradine, but he didn't have them around his balls, so, yeah. You were having rough sex.
It wasn't a David Carradine.
Right. What the hell is that? Is that a panda dog? They got a goddamn panda dog. Alrighty then. Yeah, I don't know why. Beijing, China. Latest trend in pet fashion. Dying pet. Right. His name is Kung Fu, and he has become a celebrity pet in one Beijing neighborhood. Probably because he looks cute and edible. Oh, my bad. He looks like a panda, and he is named after a panda. All right. Because he is actually a dog with a dye job. His owners, husband and wife, Lai Chang Xing, Ching Ping Tang, whatever, it don't even matter. Shit, it all sounds the same. Same thing, ping, ping, ping. And Yang Quang Wang. Yeah. Say they love pandas so much they decided to give their dog a makeover. The fur around his eyes, ears, and paws have been dyed black and the rest bleached white. I think he loves it. Ain't ting, ping, tang, bang, tang. I have to translate for y'all. Says Lai. since he's been dyed, he gets a lot of love and attention. Ting, ping, tang, love, ting, ping, tension. There you go. All my Beijing folks out there might be listening in. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Yeah, right. Anyways, people, I don't want to give myself an award, but yeah, that was not Chinese. Right. And last but not least, man, you know what I'm saying, in Honolulu, shout out to my old girl up there. Well, I'll give you two more. How about that? Judge, video game addiction suit can go on. What? Come to you, fuck on. Now, this is the ultimate nerd of nerds. A Hawaii man who says he is unable to bathe, dress himself, or wake up in the day because he is addicted to the video game Lineage 2 may proceed with his suit against the game's South Korean developer, a federal judge has ruled. Craig Smallwood, 50 fucking 1 years old. I don't think you have a problem, brother. I think you just a lazy motherfucker. They don't want to get his ass up and wash his ass. And you was probably like that before you got playing the damn game, but yeah. He filed a lawsuit against developer NCSoft Corp last October with several charges, including emotional distress and misrepresentation. Why you just can't cut the fucking game off?
Yeah.
All right, people. My first award of the day. Yeah, with 1 minute left. I don't give a shit. Give this guy a fucking award, man. Jesus, people.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Right. Everybody wants to see the little fucking half-dog, half-panda, huh?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Let's get in the door and find out where the hell he at. There you go. Click that. Yeah, post that. With 60 seconds left, I do want to just, you know, tell you guys thank you, you know what I'm saying, for bringing your late asses on in here and checking out the show. And it's much love, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and don't forget to come back tomorrow for Tuesday's Time to Massacre a Language. If anybody is fluent in Swahili or would like to come and sound unfluent in Swahili with us, please join into the show tomorrow. Right. All right, and I'll give you the last one as we get out the door. If I can get to it, where the hell is it? Cannibal restaurant calls for diners to donate body parts for menu.
Yummy.
This is in Germany. The online campaign by Film Flim in Berlin has called for diners to donate any part of their body, as well as looking for an open-minded surgeon. However, politicians have condemned the restaurant for being a tasteless PR stunt, according to Der Spiegel. So far, the location of the restaurant, if there is one, has not been disclosed. I'll be the first one to get there and give me a toe on the Barbie. Yummy.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Hey, pass me some of that pussy over here. Yeah, let me get a plate of pussy. I think this has gone bad.
Yummy ball.
Oh, man.
Good people, this is your host with the most Captain Smell of So Good of the Starship Smelly Pride, alongside my international co-host, Cyanide. And when we're not on the show looking for groovy chicks, man, we're hanging out with Martin Thornett and Mr. Mike, doing what we do on that My Word Radio reality show, right here live on blogtalkradio.com.
That's real. It's going on. And we are officially out of here, people. That will do it for today's show. And much love to Heavenly Angel for coming up in this Muraneka and taking over for Mr. Sayanai. And, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
He's helping a friend.
Yeah, you know, appreciate it. We all friends of the same cause. God damn, they got out of here quick.
Right.
Shit.
Much
Son
love.
Bitch. Son bitch, they got out of here quick. Son bitch. I got to do the same. Make sure you check my Facebook. I'm posting up some pictures of me and Chris Thomas. So you can see the famous comedian. Yeah, I'm doing that right now. And I'll see you on the flip side, girl.
Peace.